Today, the Wisconsin Assembly is taking up Republican Governor Scott Walker's controversial bill that would eliminate collective bargaining rights for state workers. Over in the state Senate, they'll be taking up such pressing issues as congratulating the Green Bay Packers on their Super Bowl win, because without the Senate's 14 Democrats, all still reportedly holed up in Illinois to avoid being dragged back to the Capitol by the state police, the Senate can't form a quorum, which is needed for budget votes. Tens of thousands of people, of course, have been protesting at the state capitol against the governor's bill. For the latest, we turn to Dee Hall with the Wisconsin State Journal. And Dee, what else is happening today? Tell us more.
Well, the Senate is also, as you said, the Senate is convening, but they really can't bring up any spending bills at all without the Democrats in attendance. And so they're trying to do some items, some, as you mentioned, some lighter items, but there is a threat that they could possibly start bringing up some really hot button issues that the Democrats are heavily opposed to, such as concealed carry, a voter ID bill, which the Democrats have both been very strongly against.
Well, as we said, the Wisconsin Assembly Speaker says that that chamber will pass the governor's bill eliminating collective bargaining rights for state workers. So then what happens? I mean, I'm presuming it needs to go through the Senate, and the Senate without Democrats doesn't have a quorum.
Nobody's got a really clear picture of where we go from here. The Democrats in Illinois have been giving interviews all the time saying we're not coming back until the governor strips collective bargaining from this bill. And the governor and the Senate majority leader have both been very forceful in saying there's no way we're doing that. So it is a clear stalemate. I really don't. Everyone asks, "What's the end game? What's the result? How does it get resolved?" And I just don't know. I don't think anybody knows right now.
Well, you know, the unions say that they're going to agree to an 8% pay cut, which is what all the concessions, including benefits cuts, amount to. But the Republican-led legislature and the governor say no go. Why?
Well, the Senate Majority Leader explained last week that the governor is about to announce a two-year budget bill. This bill is just to repair the end of this budget year. But when he does make that announcement, it will contain hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts to local schools and local municipalities. And according to the governor and the Senate Majority Leader, the local governments, who are also affected by this these provisions, will need the flexibility to balance our budgets outside of the collective bargaining process.
Well, meanwhile, Governor Walker said today that 1,500 state workers could lose their jobs starting next week. What is your sense there on the ground in Wisconsin, Dee, as to how much support they have? We have tons of emails from people saying, you know, I became a state worker because I went without the big salary 30 years ago so that I could have these benefits. It's not fair to take them away now. Others are saying this is exactly where states have to make cuts. What's the public sentiment about the state workers in the Capitol?
It's kind of hard to gauge. We're in Madison. Madison's always been a very liberal town. You know, we've had tens of thousands of people coming out here to protest these measures. We've had dueling polls, but they've been done by partisan groups. One Republican-leaning poll says that most people support the governor. One left-leaning poll says that the people oppose the governor and are in favor of the 14 Senate Democrats who are now in Illinois. So I really can't tell you. It's a very interesting question that's hard to answer from the, you know, sort of the center of the protest.
Well, meanwhile, we saw some videos of of state police going to the homes of these Democratic senators who have, you know, as we said, gone into hiding so they don't vote. We heard of this in Texas at one other time. And you remind us there's some unusual bedfellows here between the state police and some leaders in the assembly?
Well, yes, the leaders of the Assembly and the Senate are brothers. Their last name is Fitzgerald, and then their father has just been hired as the head of the State Patrol. The State Patrol itself is an interesting situation because there are many State Patrol officers who are very sympathetic to the protesters. At the same time, they have also been called on to keep the peace at the Capitol. So it's getting very interesting here.
It sure is. And we'll continue to follow it. That's Dee Hall with Wisconsin State Journal on the standoff in the Capitol there. Dee, thanks so much.
Thank you.